The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hello, it is I, Victoria, your DM, and I am here for a little quick update. So, it's been a while, and I'm very sorry. Things have gotten a little sporadic. My health has been getting a lot better, but, you know, when it comes to hormones, it takes a long time for medication to get to where it needs to be at the levels that it needs to be. So I'm getting much better. I still need to take frequent naps, but I'm not as exhausted as I once was. So we are going to have an episode this Monday. We're going to have an episode next Monday, and we're going to have an episode after that as well, because I know we're a bit behind and we needed to pick up a bit. So we're going to have 3 episodes in a row. Dun, 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 dun. Yay. All right. Well, now that that's out of the way, let's get to it. The Broads are now in Earling, and things are rough. War has torn this country to shreds, and everyone is hanging on. Barely with their lives. Will the Broads be able to help them in time? Or will Rashomon fall? You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Clemens as Yulari's Roaring Horn, our wizard witch. Tracy Gibbons as Keela, our high elf bard scald. Bea Zelda as our lovable tiefling barbarian May Pree. And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM. We have a guest today. Hi, Russ.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, so happy Russ. To be here.
Hi, Russ.
Hey.
Hi, Russ.
I'm so glad to be back playing with you all again. It's been so long.
So long.
I'm supposed to introduce myself here now. I mean, you kind of did it. I'm Russ. You can find me on a bunch of shows. I'm on Dungeons & Dragons. I'm the DM over there. I'm the GM on Facing Fate and the DM part of DM to GM. You can find me there, too. I'm very busy. But the easiest way is just go to dumbdragons.com and all the great things are there. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. It's a good show. I've been on it.
You have.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played a dragon.
You played a dragon and then you played a shop owner.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And
very versatile in my roles.
And set up like rat commerce. Not e-commerce, but like, you know. What sounds do rat make? Scree commerce?
Yeah. Scree commerce?
Yeah, that's what we're in for tonight, everybody.
So far away.
Yeah, that's what we're in for tonight, everybody. Ooh.
Buckle up.
All right. So, for people who don't remember, Russ played Anton in season 1. So, we are excited to have Russ back. So, welcome back. Yay!
Yay!
All right. Let's get to it. You find yourselves in the common room of the local inn. It's rattier than you remember. The lamps burn low and flicker. The candle wax drips to the floor from their sconces on the wall, and the straw strewn on the floor hasn't been changed in some time. There is a sour smell in the air. What are you doing, you three?
Holding my nose and looking around. Okay, was that Yolaris Jr.?
Certainly not. I think, what is it called? Like a nosegay or something? Like, I think I'm making like a quick makeshift nosegay of like, you know, a few drops of perfume on a handkerchief just to like discreetly hold up to my face to block the scent. Yeah. Yeah. Don't want to be rude, but also don't want to smell this.
Is there any food around here that's palatable at all, or am I going to be expecting broth?
Do you need your food on a plate? Palatable?
Keela is very against bowls in all forms.
Yes, bowls. I'm highly against bowls. Plates only, so if it's broth, just either I have to awkwardly lap it up or turn it back.
Okay, well, we'll see if they have something that's palatable later.
Yeah, actually, I do want to wave. Is there a barkeep?
Yes, anyone? There is a barkeep. It is the same barkeep that you met before, long time ago. This is his inn, and he looks up, and his eyes widen as you enter. I never expected to see you three again.
We didn't really expect to be here, but
full of surprises.
Down mysterious paths.
Hi, how are you? You look, wow. Lots have happened. Lots of things seem to have happened here.
You could say that. He looks like he has lost quite a fair amount of weight. His face is gaunt, and his skin is pretty sallow looking. We're filled right up on rooms. It's common space only, I'm afraid.
Oh, but we're the ones who are going to save everything. We're going to save Rashomon. We're going to save whatever else is beyond Rashomon. Look at us. Could you maybe get a room for us?
Can I please have a charisma roll for me?
Yeah.
Can I give Mapri advantage in any way just by like...
I don't think it matters. Hold on, what am I adding to this? Oh, I can roll it through the whole thing. Woo. Oh, I love this so much.
Just thinking, like, you know, being there all ethrony and imposing, maybe. Just...
It doesn't matter, I failed. It's a 7.
Yeah. I don't think you being an ethrin is actually going to help in this situation. And if anything, it's going to make things worse. Because you can see his jaw clench and his teeth grate. Hmm. We have been through hell. And you just waltz in here saying you're going to save us?
Yeah. Mapri with a big smile on her face.
Mapri's very ambitious. We'll do our best and love how well you've been holding up despite everything, and we're hope the next time we pass through things are looking a little better, and how can we excuse ourselves from this situation?
It really speaks to the resilience of the Rashomon people that you are still looking so good right now. Could we perhaps purchase some morsels? Please? We'll be out of your hair!
Charisma rolls from the two of you, please.
Can't do worse than me.
I mean, I am good at it. 21.
Oh, 20. Not natural, but unnatural. 20.
Fine. We got stew.
That's all we got. Love stew. Marvelous. Love. Can't wait to eat stew. Thank you
Fantastic.
So much.
Right. And he puts his cloth on the table with a bit of a thump on the counter And he turns around to go through the door into the kitchen.
I think that went really well.
Whew. I think we almost got kicked out of town, but you know, we're not kicked out of town, so it could have gone worse.
Went really well then.
Okay. I'm just so used to us always fighting for rooms. That was a different encounter. Yolaris, have you never ever, or have you ever never not slept in a room?
That was a lot of negatives in one sentence. Give me a second while I map that out in my mind.
Okay.
No, I never don't not sleep in a room, I think.
This is going to be exciting.
That's one word we could use. Yes. Yes. Sure.
I've slept in many a common space. The trick is to stuff a little bit of cotton in your ears so you don't have to listen to everybody else, and cover your face with your blanket so you don't have to... You can imagine that you're in a room. You know, create a room within your own bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you actually sleep?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a few drinks to, you know...
Oh, that is a must.
...tire you out really helps.
Uh-huh. Or arm wrestle for a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm, yep. That Options. Would work.
There's like a stronghold, I think, that was here. I don't know if it's still here anymore, but the stag people, I think they would all be very strong, and they would be good to spend some time with.
I imagine a lot of them are perhaps away.
Right.
On the front, but.
Right.
Bit of a different town these days.
Having a hard time absorbing that.
That's fair. Well, Stu.
Anton, you are stepping outside from the home of Yelbruna, the second most powerful woman in Rashomon. Your leather tube of orders is slung across your body, standing on your chest, and it is now time to find the three. Lady Yelbruna helpfully suggested that they would be in the inn. What do you do?
Well, as I leave, I close the door. You know, I very proper stood up, you know, addressing Lady Yelbruna. But then I turn around like, yeah, sure, get to Imelmar. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. It's going to be just a fucking walk in the park then, isn't it? Oh, God. I'm sure she knows I just said that. He stops and collects himself and kind of shakes it off. And looking at Anton, once you see him, he was scarred and like war torn and had that sort of sense to him. But there's a darkness in his eye at this point. He's missing one. And in its place is a wooden eye. And he collects just kind of make sure that the tube is securely fastened around his chest and make sure he has all of his things and heads off towards the inn.
Yeah, you arrive at the inn and you find the place is crowded but quiet. And you can see the three seated at a large, like, trestle table. They've managed to kind of squeeze themselves into a section of it where other people are. And they are just sitting there, it seems.
Am I noticed when I walk in?
Do the broads pay any attention to people coming and going from the inn?
Not Mapri.
Are we eating yet? Because if we're eating, then
you're not eating yet.
I just rolled a 6 for perception. Perfect. So
can I
imagine that I am just sort of like staring at my thumbs, trying not to piss anyone else off by existing.
I'm also going to make a perception check, and I rolled a 7. So no.
Cool.
Okay.
Great. No one notices me. Excellent. I'm going to walk over to the bar and grab a drink, whatever's easily ales or cider or however. Kind of just observe their state at the moment because I haven't seen them in a long time. And the last time I was here, I imparted much wisdom on them. So much wisdom.
On Keela, at least.
Debatable. He listened back, and it was questionable at best. But after a moment, he's going to go walk over and not really try to sneak up on them, but if there's a place at the table, just kind of gruffly put his drink down and sit down with them and say, well, it's been far too long. We thought you were all dead.
Anton! And I want to kind of, I don't know if Anton would be receptive to this, but I think that Keela is very fond of him and the time that we spent together when he taught her to be a scald. And she wants to try and, like, give him a hug across the table, but I don't want to, like, force it on you. So I want to kind of open my arms in your direction over the table and see how you respond.
Yeah, as you do that, like, he sits down and, like, the look of just tiredness is probably the best way to sum it up, but there's a brightness in his demeanor when he does sit down, and after that first initial comment, and then as you reach in for the hug, he gets up and, like, pushes the table aside and goes in for, like, a big bear hug.
I'm going to hastily try and stabilize the beverages. And
Mapri as well. Like, she's going to, like, try and hold the table because he just pushed it aside.
And I think, Anton, you notice a tiny baby goat jump with indignation out of Yulari's lap as she raises to try and grab the tankards and the flagons. And now Yulari's junior, the little goat, is on the table buying in affront.
You brought livestock, too. That's just amazing. Oh, gosh. You three, you come along with a lot of stories, don't you?
Yularius Jr. is hardly livestock.
I feel like this is an oatmeal situation all over again. It's great to see you. I feel, yes, he looks to Keela. Is it great to see me? I don't know
yes.
From the tone.
I don't think that's... I know you, Larry, as well, and I don't think that's a sarcastic tone. I think that's a genuine one.
That's the genuine sarcasm. Got it. Well, it's great to see you. And he goes out for a fist bump. All right. Good. We're good.
Do you place it on top of his extended fist?
customs are weird out in Waterdeep still. Good.
I think carefully Mapri's going to start pushing the table back. Like,
oh, yeah, sorry. Good to see you too, Mapri. Let me help you there with that. And he helps you move the table.
You look different. Did you get a different haircut?
Well, it kind of grew out a little bit. Something's probably... When did I see you last? Yeah, no. Eye's different. And he probably he knocks his head, and then there's a little bit of color that comes back
Whoa.
To it. Yeah.
Do it again, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. He does it again, it goes away, and does it again, and it comes back.
Yes! That's very cool.
It wasn't cool when it happened.
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's cool now. Cool party trick. Yeah. But, you know, these betrayer folks always be stealing eyes. That's what they say out on the road.
I think Hilarious is just standing there, like, jaw agape, sort of, like, face flushed with horror as Mapri is doing this, just like...
That's what they say on the road, huh?
Look, yeah, okay. this is the knife that took it too, and he slams down this knife in the middle of the table, and it's got this, like, silver handle on it, gold at the end, and he unsheathes it, and it's got, like, this ribbon of gold through it. It's like, yeah, this is the one. Of course, I had to take it off of the person who took it. You know, fair is fair. Eye for a body.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you did more damage to them than they managed to do to you. That's quite an impressive piece of hardware there.
Oh, this?
Do you mind if I take a look at it?
Oh, please do. Here, he hands it to you, resheathes it and hands it to you.
Beautiful. Is it magic at all? Can I quick detect magic on it?
It is magical.
Ooh. Very nice. What kind of magic is it?
It's the worst question. Poisonous.
Oh, I just tell you about it. It's great. Yeah, it's totally really magic. It's not that run of the mill, like, highway magic, you know. This is like the true stuff. It's a dagger of venom is what it is.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
nasty.
Yeah. I can like coat it in this poison, and it really just affects them for a lot longer. Leaves that lingering. It really hurts in the head. It's a bit of effect that just kind of lingers there. You can really feel the pressure change. You know when the hard winds are gonna blow the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll hand it back to him.
Thank you.
Marvelous.
So, Anton, what? Not to be ungrateful to see you here, but what does bring you here?
He kind of looks around. And says, well, I was supposed to. They not send ahead. I was supposed to find you here.
Success.
Yeah, Lady Yelbruna, she was, you know, how she gets, and she finds people, and she said, hold on, back up a little bit here. I gotta go to Immelmar. You know anything about Immelmar?
Ooh, we're
been
going
there
too.
Yeah.
That's why I needed to find you. Thanks for jogging my memory here.
Group trip. Yeah. Yes.
It'll be so nice to have some company on the road.
Well,
yeah.
Will it, though? Because it's the road. And dark. It's dark on the road. But having friends is good.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've got to go to Immelmar. Lady Yelbruna didn't want me to go alone. Said it was no problem, but said that you three were going there so we could kind of escort each other, and then you could go your separate ways beyond that, and I'll deliver what I got here.
And what is that you have there?
What are you delivering? Yeah, tell us.
He gets in and whispers down. She's like, these are... Wait. Are you three still cool?
Super cool.
We're cooler, actually.
The coolest.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to check
Ice
it.
Ice cold.
No insight here. Just going to believe you. These are orders for the army.
Oh.
He says with confidence. Yeah, it's army orders. Got to get them to Immelmar because the Betrayer's forces are moving. They're coming in kind of like Flying V style.
That sounds ominous. I have no idea what that means, but
well,
it does not sound good.
In like a point with like lots of people behind them or something, and then, you know, we got to cut them off at the path. These orders explain it all, but that's what they are. Yeah, I don't want to get too much into it. That way, any listeners.
Yes, secret orders. Loose lips sink ships, I've been told, when there is oceans and such to worry about. Yes.
You don't have to worry about me telling anybody about these. Totally confidential.
I can see that Lady Yelbruna found the best messenger for the job.
He pauses for a moment after you say that. Yeah, I think so.
Well, when should we head out?
I hate to beat a dead horse here, but what time is it?
Look at the sun.
Look out the window. It's not breakfast time. Oh. I can tell you that.
It's stew time, so I'd imagine either lunch or dinner.
Great.
It's dinner time.
Okay.
Perfect.
So perhaps tomorrow.
I was going to say we probably want to go out. Probably want to go out first thing in the morning. Nighttime, a little worse for fighting off the shadowy monsters of sorts.
Lady Yelbruna wouldn't have furnished you with traveling supplies, perhaps some shelters, sleeping equipment, that sort of thing.
I got a bedroll.
Uh-huh.
Just one.
Do you not carry a bedroll with you?
No, not since our last shipwreck. I think it was the second or third one.
We've been in a few.
Yeah, they're at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah.
Oh. Ocean.
That...
Do tell.
Well, we were on a boat, and then suddenly we weren't.
And then all your bedrolls fell to the bottom of the ocean. Good story.
Yes.
Good story.
Along with most of our possessions.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
A lot of our equipment.
I mean, we could probably hook you up with a bedroll. Yeah, sure. I have that power. We get you all the things you need.
Great. I remember the last time that we were entering Rashomon, we also had great success with setting up tents. Perhaps we should try that
There's
again.
There's no tents.
No tents.
No, okay. It's just bedrolls.
I would love to help, but...
Yeah, no tents, just bedrolls. It's good to sleep under the stars, so when the stars disappear, you know the shadowy monsters are over top of you.
Mentioning these. Should we be concerned beyond, like, regular road bandits?
You tell me what you know, and then I'll tell you what I know.
Sometimes when you travel on the road,
yeah,
people jump out at you with daggers, okay, and say, give me your money.
Yes.
Or your eye.
I've never been demanded to give up my eye. Never.
It's always a first. So, escalated a little bit since the battle. You know the battle? The big one?
Yes, we are.
Betrayer.
Yeah, we're familiar.
Yeah.
I remember, yes.
Right. Yeah, so after that, the Betrayer and their forces, hence the top secret army orders here, they are seen along the roads, and frequent skirmishes occur in which... the Betrayer's minions, I guess, is a term you could use to, equate to the bandit talk we're having here. They're like bandits, but way worse.
Okay, thank you. I'm ready.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, that was easy. Usually when I say there's bandits, but way worse, people turn the other way and be like, well, no, I don't want to go.
It's been like... a long time since I fought something that I could actually defeat.
Right.
I think we fought something in water once, and I couldn't do anything.
Fighting in water is very hard.
Yeah. We've been up against a lot of people you just don't really fight.
Well, I mean, you don't want to fight them.
Well, sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. You want one of these too, do you?
Uh-huh.
Good. He yells to the barkeep, another!
The barkeep starts to pour some more, and a member of the waitstaff comes forward with a tray with stew. Now, the stew is unfortunately very brothy and in bowls.
Damn.
And there are a couple of pieces of turnip. Maybe an old mealy potato or two. It's
Anton just digs in, knowing that this was what was coming.
I'll share some of my turnips with you, Larry's Jr.
You know, we had really good accommodations the last place we were at. My pre-roll looked out at this sad, sad bowl. I forgot what it was like to eat this.
Is Maypri having, like, flashbacks to the 8 massages at a time?
Yes! And just being fed food. Oh, of how we've fallen.
Yeah, times are tough, to say the least. It's been a while since you've been here. And, the bandits... they've cut off a lot of supplies, and we make it by, you know. We've got out a lot of people, but those that stay, we still got to feed them. So we grow what we can here, and anything extra on any of our runs, we bring back as much as we can.
Who is stopping these bandits?
The Scalds. Us. The Lord's Alliance, they sent some forces not too long ago. Is a great help.
Is it not going well?
No.
Looks back down at the bowl of lack of food.
No, the Betrayer is, the Betrayer and their forces are hard to defeat. Without the Lord's Alliance, we wouldn't have as much as we do, and it's not a lot to begin with.
Out of character, do we know anything about the Lord's Alliance, or are we just hearing about this for the first time? Because I often wonder...
Ylaris would.
I would know, yeah.
Ylaris would know. You could roll history, if you'd like.
Yeah.
Can I also make that roll?
Yeah. I think as a bard, you would.
Yeah,
because the Lord's Alliance
secretive.
Have tales. You would know about that, I think, as a bard.
I rolled a 19 as well, so...
Okay, yeah, you would know. Maypri?
I got a 7.
No, you don't know who the Lord's Alliance is, but the other two do.
They sound great.
Yeah, the Lord's Alliance, their forces from Waterdeep way. They came a little better fed than we were, let's say it that way. Were able to help us and get us some strength so that we could push past and try and, well, now get to Ilmamar.
Well, let's hope that both of our missions there can help turn the tide of this and turn it quickly.
We'll clear a way. We will fight everybody on that road, and we will clear a way so that resources can actually reach here.
There's high hopes. High hopes. I appreciate it.
On March 1st with the continuation with Anton, and then we will be back again on March 8th with Travis McElroy. Jeez, it is really starting to sink in how close to the end we are, and this has been 3 years, over 3 years in the making. And this is the longest campaign I have ever run, and it's pretty remarkable, and I'm so excited to have shared it with everyone. So thank you for being a part of this ride. All right, well, we'll see you next time. Well, we have news! If you've been following us in our Discord, or if you've been following us on social media, you will have seen that Keela's bagpipes are going to be in Vault of Magic, the new compendium that is currently being kickstarted right now by Kobold Press. Now, full disclosure, I do work for Kobold Press. I am the social media and customer service manager for them. But I am absolutely thrilled that I have an item in a book that's coming out. So check out the Vault of Magic Kickstarter. It has been speeding along. At the point of recording right now, on I'm recording this at 11:24 a.m. ET on Sunday the 21st, we have unlocked 22 stretch goals. Now, we have some absolutely amazing, amazing guest designers with this. There's Deborah and Wool. We have Todd and Megan Kenrick. We have Daniel Kwan. We have Luke Gygax. We've got Lauren Urban. We have me. And we have so many other wonderful and amazing people being part of this. And there are some more guest designers that are going to be a part of this that aren't announced yet, and you will recognize some of these names. I know you shall. So check it out. You can go to Kickstarter, just search Vault of Magic. It will pop up. We'll also put the link for the Kickstarter in the show notes so you can go in and you can just click it and off you go to check it out. We are just absolutely tickled pink that our magic item is a part of it. All right, well, I think that's it. Let's get back to it. Lady Yelbruma, help Lady
Hey, when would Ylaris ever say hey? Oh my gosh.
Hey, Anton's up? Really just rubbing off on there. It's like, yeah, it's a real casual feel that just comes out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.